Hi guys, and welcome back to the Dover Dads podcast. My name is Ashwin.
My name is Shaya.
And my name is Allegra.
And today we're going to be doing an interview style episode with Joseph from year 13. So make sure you guys remember that this is the penultimate episode of Dover Dives. So we're going to have one more after this and then we're done. So yeah, make sure that you check on the teams. We've got a form made by Luca, and you can suggest some ideas for that last episode, and we will try to have some sort of fan feedback and fan consideration.
So Joseph, how are you finding year 13 so far? And what are some IB tips you can offer to us year 12s and maybe the year 11s for next year?
Year 13 is a lot, let's just say that. I would say is year 13, I am coping. Though I wouldn't say that it's same for some of the students in my year, but that's a different story altogether. Year 13 is very hard. If you thought the jump between year 11 and year 12 was hard, you're in for a treat, let me just say that. So the tips of IB I would give you is, if you're in year 12, make sure you manage your time appropriately. You have free periods. The word free is misleading, it's not free. And if you're in year 11, I would say before you choose your IB subjects, make sure you know exactly what you want to do in uni. Because there is some subjects, it's not for the faint of heart, and you try to do it for an ego trip, well, you're in for a rude awakening.
Could you tell us what IB subjects you have taken?
I have taken Math AAHL, Physics HL, Econs HL, French Ab Initio SL, English SL, and Geography SL.
Wow, okay.
Is French Ab Initio SL online for you guys, Pomoja as well? Because for us it was online.
No, it's not Pomoja. I think it's a year-by-year basis. For us, it was done live because there was more people wanting to do French Ab Initio than French B. And I think sooner or later, the Pomoja should eventually stop because the school is trying to increase the capacity for IB.
Yeah, right. So obviously, we're here to talk about your CAS project, the tutor project. Mm-hmm. So what sort of challenges did you face in coming up with it? As a matter of fact, what is the project for those
who don't know? For those of you who don't know, the tutoring project is a project that me and some of my peers have made where we allowed the year 12s to tutor the struggling year 11s or the struggling year 10s. This year, we did the year 11s. Basically, the whole idea was that Ms. Frias needed some help. When I was year 12, Ms. Frias needed some help with the students that just came into the syllabus and are quite unfamiliar and were struggling in class. We were there to help them catch up, or if they were struggling from the beginning, we were there to make sure that their foundation knowledge is all there. So we decided to continue this tutor project into year 13, now year 13, by managing it ourselves and taking a lot of the work off Ms. Frias so that it can be more of a community-based thing within the school, rather than something that the teacher is requesting you to do.
Right, yeah, I mean, obviously there might have been some challenges in doing that. Were there any that you faced in particular?
Some of the challenges maybe were to get the logistics for the classrooms done, because as you know, the science block has this annoying feature where the doors lock every time you close, so that was logistics nightmare. And maybe just the initial presentation to all you year 12s, especially since from the feedback from some of my peers, some classes were very unresponsive when we were inquiring, when we were offering them to tutor the year 12s. I mean year 11, sorry.
And how do you balance your social life with studies?
Well, that's the need. Well, officially I'm supposed to say you balance it through you having your own free time, you will choose when you want to study, when what feels best for you. I would say it really depends on your subject combination. If you're taking two sciences HL, forget social life. You're gonna struggle. One of the main things is that when you have to think about social life is that if you do econs, you understand this is opportunity cost, the idea of diminishing returns. You can't study forever. Neither can you rest for eternity and expect to get 45. So you have to just think about it really carefully. Whether are you about to be burned out or are you being too lazy and starting to fall behind in your subjects? That's one of the main things I would take into consideration.
Yeah, as an Econs HL student, I think you said that really well of how you described it.
Yeah. Who's your teacher?
I've got Mr. Yim and Mr. Burden.
Ah, fantastic. I don't know about Mr. Yim, but Mr. Burden is fantastic.
Yeah, do you have him now for Econs?
I still have him now for Econs, yes.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. Do you have any other tips for us going into year 13? Any advice?
Make sure you get your extended essay done now. Now.
like right now.
Emphasis on at least starting before the end of term one. I don't care what the other the EE supervisors say. As early as you can start, just do it. Because trust me, at the end of IB year one or your year 12, you will have a lot of exams coming up, trust me.
Right. Have you guys done your merge back reflections yet?
I have. I actually wrote the first one.
I have. Yeah, good. So we can start research them pretty soon, I guess. So would you say like...
Oh, you haven't started research yet. Oh, that's interesting.
No, I've started research, but...
No, I've started research.
Yeah.
I've more or less started it. I kind of have to... I'm doing a DTEE. So,
you
fought really hard to get that.
I fought really hard, and now I'm trying to get $700 worth of shoes.
$700 worth of shoes.
You know,
it's all for the EE.
Are you sure that's for the EE, or do you have
no
person taking this?
No. My EE is about how do the design and materials of running shoes impact performance.
I see. That's actually
so
very interesting.
That's kind of like
if
sports science.
Hang
yeah,
on,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, one of my sports science students are doing, one of my sports science friends are doing that for their IA, if I'm not mistaken. I can.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you're
looking
into
sports science.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. Well,
what is
you,
your EE on?
Oh, my EE, it's about. Market structures in Singapore. So as to what extent does non-price determinants impact consumer choices in hawker centers. So what I did was I did some research, then I went to hawker centers and interviewed people for about 6 hours.
Wow.
Not in a row, split up between 2 days.
That reminds me of when I did DT back for GCSEs and I went to Toys R Us. I interviewed parents and kids about their
parents.
Well,
no, and one kid told me about some a little bit too much information about his personal life.
I'm gonna be honest. The thing with EE as well is that some EE subjects, if you're an introvert or an extrovert, that actually will impact how well you do for certain aspects. Let's just say that.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's all too late, to warn you about that now. So,
like, what was your EE choice again?
Oh, I chose English. Mine's all about banned literature.
Yeah, English for me as well. Shakespeare.
Because there's so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic ease ideas. That's original.
Yeah.
The
old is very different.
Very original.
Shakespeare's so original.
Yours is
very,
so
very
so
original.
Yeah, which Shakespeare story?
Okay, now hold on. I did that because I did not want to do a science EE, and because I was doing physics, chem, HL, and then math, HL as well. I did not want to do EE for any of those subjects.
You should have done the history of Pythagoras' theorem.
The history of the Pythagoras' theorem.
I was pretty sure one of my friends had opened a small period of time, opened a black market for EE ideas.
Oh my God.
I'm not officially supposed to say that, but it was there for a while.
Wait, how would that work?
How would that work? So no, he came up with way too many ideas, so he started selling them off.
That's a pretty good way.
Wow.
So that was a good business venture for him. You guys should have done it as well, but again, all too little, all too late.
Done it, yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing with that is, you have to find a topic that interests you. So I suppose in some cases, you'll get to come up with one yourself, but if you find one that interests you, then I suppose you can do that as well, yeah.
You're also supposed to officially say that the EE interests you, but trust me, when you come to the end of your job, you'd not be so interested in it.
I actually really like mine.
You will be interested in it, but then when you realize you have tests coming, you want to get it over with as quickly as possible.
You'll be sick
and
tired.
So do you recommend that this winter break we should be doing a lot of...
Oh, yes! Do
like,
not do the same mistakes that I did.
What should we do this winter break?
Well, you should research. You should actually, if you're doing math HL, you should learn the course. Like anything you've done, make sure you can get, like, you know the, which math are you doing?
AAHL.
You have access to your tests?
Access to my tests?
Yes.
Yes, of course I do.
Make sure you can get 100% on them closed book, because...
Oh.
The scaling, it does not get easier from here. This is just a starting point. The difficulty scaling increases.
Oh, man.
This is not the worst part.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, my plan was just to look over all my tests and make sure I could get pretty good marks.
And then my recommendation for the EE, what you do is you get your research done, because the problem itself is not with the EE. The problem is not with the EE itself. It's because other things start to begin, like in term two, of IB, one of the mistakes I did was put EE on the back burner because all the IAs began.
Yeah.
And then my EE fell behind, and then all my IAs, and then they were all due at the same time, and it was like utterly chaotic.
Well, I'll try not to put my EE on the back burner then.
Any other advice for other subjects, or for maybe CAS or TOK?
For CAS, anything and everything goes. Try to get everything done by year 12, so that there's one thing for you to do in year 13, because trust me, IAs and content become much more important and much more... shall I say, very pressing at the end of year 13 since the content difficulty, the skill, especially in sciences where they start their HLs at year 13. So
but are you meant to stay consistent with your CAS for, you know, the entire 2 years? Well, the
majority of efficient you're supposed to be. The only evidence you need is you have to do something in year 13. That's So you do everything in like all the like major projects get it done by year 12, like all the things that will take a lot of planning, a lot of excess time doing year 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then like maybe if you want to do like a small beach cleanup or you are going to go run for 1 week, do it at year 13. You have time to run, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, we've got this for CAS.
Yeah.
We could either use this as CAS project or just CAS experience.
Oh, you
I'm using it as a CAS experience.
Yeah.
I think the only one. My own project, you know.
I have. There is some projects you can do. Like, for. Oh, wait, none of you are doing the tutoring projects.
No.
I was thinking of. Before I found out about yours, I was thinking of doing a tutoring project.
Yeah, you could have just joined ours, but maybe you guys could expand it to humanities and other stuff because what we've done is we've only done it for sciences. We can expand it to humanities. I know Jose has been pressing me for ages to get it to expand to humanities.
I was trying to expand it into math.
I mean, that'd be really helpful.
You would feel some pressure from the math teachers against that idea.
Different
teaching methods, probably.
Yeah,
and if you don't know it well yourself, then it messes up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and the math teachers.
Maybe you should do with the DT coursework for GCSE.
Help them with their DT coursework.
Help them with the DT coursework.
I'd be willing to do that.
Please keep in mind, the tutoring project, the duration is 25 minutes, lunchtime every once a week. So I do not think you can do a whole coursework during that small framework.
No, of course not.
Because that would have been super helpful for us.
That would have been very helpful for us. These are fantastic CAS ideas. By the way, just officially put this on the record, they got these ideas first. This is the evidence for it. If you guys are going to copy it, please go through these two individuals.
Yeah, of course.
I think we have some talking to do about this, maybe.
For sure. We
so
can set that up.
I've already got a CAS project, but I can use it as experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think this wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much, Joseph. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, Joseph. Thanks for all the advice. And wishing you luck with your CAS project.
Thank you very much.